Live from the Alligator Farm Zoological Park in St. Augustine, Florida, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, insurance magnate, renowned herpetologist, retired professional reptile rodeo clown, and assistant masseuse for the University of Florida's varsity women's alligator wrestling squad, Gregory J. Ringhausen. Also featuring the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, legal representative for the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, Illinois State Scholar, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest, and leastest, marksman, sculptor, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man's man who once ran all the way across Bayou Lafourche, leaping on the backs of alligators, the youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers, and the star of your show, Alan Ringhausen.
Yeah.
This should have been live from Whiskey a Go Go.
There you go. Whiskey a Go Go.
Isn't that where this album was recorded?
I couldn't Sounds begin good. To tell you. Secret Agent Man.
Secret Agent Man.
What a great song.
That is it a great was. Song. Yeah.
And like I noticed you doing the swim while it was playing.
Yeah,
that's exactly the dance that needs to be done to that.
I just assumed that Greg would break down into doing the frog or the, you know.
The frog?
What's the Watusi, man.
The Watusi, there you go. You know, dances from his era.
Oh, back when dances had names.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, twist.
Everybody just does free form flailing now, don't
right,
they?
Right, right, right. The sprinkler, you know, the
sprinkler.
The sprinkler?
You haven't seen the sprinkler? No. The sprinkler, I'm sorry. There you go. It's just like.
You know, who is the guy who did the Whiskey a Go Go album? Johnny Rivers.
Yeah.
Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, should be. You ever hear
Johnny Rivers?
Rockin' Pneumonia and a Boogie Woogie Flu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to the piano work in that song sometime. It's fantastic.
You think Johnny Rivers actually played it?
No.
Well, then maybe whoever played the piano should be in the Rock and Roll Hall.
Probably is.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows these things?
I don't. Tattoos.
Yeah, man.
It's good to talk to you about
you
tattoos.
You want to see mine?
Got any?
You ever see the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
I did, but I can't remember
the
thing about it.
And the sea captain on it, he was wanted to be an artist, but you know his dad was a tugboat captain, so he became a tugboat captain, and his form of art was to draw out his own tattoos and then have the tattoo artist tattoo it onto his body.
No.
So that was his artwork.
You know, his
life all came together.
Do you have the faces of each of your daughters tattooed on your shoulders? Mm-hmm. So that when you wear a tank top, you can just kind of flex your muscles and see them both yawn?
No.
No tattoos, huh?
None.
Greg?
My body is flawless.
When they powder you all up for the funeral home.
Not powder me up. Grease me up.
Throw me in the sling.
Oil me.
They're going to say, look at that body.
Rick, perfect. Do you have any tattoos of any kind?
I do not have tattoos.
You know, I got a text earlier today from a guy who was talking about some of my artwork, you know, like these weird, have you seen the artistic knives that I've been making?
No, I haven't seen those.
Those are... That's the phase I'm going through right now.
Oh,
and
my.
He asked if I was going to be buried with these knives. And I said, no, because I'm going to have my dead body put onto a floating funeral pyre set it on fire, and push it out into the Mississippi River.
Wow, that's terrific.
And my hollowed out abdomen will, of course, be filled with fireworks.
Well,
there you go.
You're not actually burning when they push you off. Someone's got to fire a lighted arrow.
Light arrow. Order of the arrow. Just like at the Olympics.
Yep.
The problem is...
That'll be my job, I guess.
I'm the only guy here that could do that.
It's not me.
Oh, Greg, how hard is it to shoot an arrow? You pull the bow back and let it go.
With accuracy.
That's right. And that's the problem.
If he, you know, plugs my corpse, you know, with arrow from 10 feet away, he could probably accomplish it.
Maybe.
But then you got the fireworks to deal with.
I thought there might be a flare.
I think I'd like to have my head set on a spike outside of town.
Spike? Your head?
It might happen sooner than you think. Keep listening to these podcasts.
You know, people drive into town and go,
we could have a horde storming the studio any minute. They're in there!
They're downstairs.
It would be doing my part to keep the town safe. Because when people come into town, they go, whoa, you know.
It's a rough town.
How's this play out? Yeah.
You're referencing Steve Martin's skit from Saturday Night Live.
No, they really did put people's head on pipes.
I know they really did.
You know, when we went to the Tower of London.
Not lately.
We went to the Tower of London.
Oh, they had the equipment that they used to chop the heads off with still in there.
Yeah, and plenty of spots where they would put heads on pikes. You know that, and that wasn't that long ago, I'm telling you. I bet it was in the 1800s. I bet they're still doing it in the 1800s.
It's been since America's been a country.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I don't think they did any head piking in America, did they?
Not that I know of.
Salem was pretty close to it. Yeah. They were burning people at the stake. They may have chopped off a head or two. I don't know. That was a very European thing, though. Beheading people.
And putting heads on pikes.
Now, the conquistadors did a ton of that down in South and Central America.
I started off talking about tattoos, right?
Yep, tattoos. Isn't that what we've been on all along?
Yeah.
You know, when Columbus arrived in America, the natives had tattoos already.
It wasn't just a South Sea thing?
It was not. There was Native Americans, even up here in what is now North America, in the United States of America, heavily tattooed. Pilgrims came here. They encountered tattooed Indians.
I thought tattoos came to Europe.
Nope.
Courtesy of Captain Cook.
Oh, well, that might be. Nobody in Europe was doing that. I thought, it was popular in Asia, wasn't it?
Well, Asia's not Europe, is it?
No, but I'm saying it's, you know, connected landmass.
One step away.
That's a lot of steps away.
Marco Polo made it.
Yep.
Well, it took him a hell of a long time.
It did that.
Brought it back.
Okay, I asked this earlier. What percentage of NFL players have tattoos?
Why has it got to be NFL players? Why do you care?
I just ask. Okay, well, compare.
I said all of them.
Baseball?
It'd be easier to say how many don't.
Baseball?
Baseball,
not as many.
Well over 50, though.
You think?
Well over 50%, easy, yeah.
So why are there more tattooed football players than baseball players?
I don't know that that's a fact. I'm just guessing at it.
So if I'm an NFL player, if I'm drafted. Rick Ringhausen's drafted as a kicker for about the only spot I'd be able to play with in the NFL would be a kicker.
I was going to say the ball holder.
They get beat up, though.
I could probably do that. I could probably catch the ball.
The best position to have in the NFL, snapper, long snapper. They have a long career because they can't touch him when they snap the ball.
You can't be touching when you snap. A center can, though.
Not until he gets a snap. Then he's up and set. You can't touch him until he's set. So it's a long. These guys can have 14, 15 years, making even minimum. But
so
they're good.
So you could do that?
No.
No. Well, I could. In any event, what I'm saying is, so I'm drafted by the Chargers to be their long snapper, and I don't have a tattoo. I'm the only guy in the clubhouse that doesn't have a tattoo.
Uh-huh.
You think I'm going to hear about it?
Oh, you're going to be the team punching bag.
Until I get a tattoo.
Oh, yeah. What's the percentage, Greg?
32.7.
That's the nation.
No, that's football. NFL football players.
I don't believe that.
That's what it says.
There. So
you're looking at the wrong spot.
So it would be me on the side of the group doing the beating on guys that get tattoos.
Yeah, that's you. All right, here's the question.
I'd love to hear a question.
Okay, if you were going to get a tattoo, what would it be?
I think I'd get an anchor.
You know, that's one of the most popular for the neck.
For the neck?
It's an anchor. It's about like the third most popular thing to have for the neck is anchor. I can
no,
see.
You're, it goes, when you, when I'm you just flex your muscle on your here. Arm is where you get, like Popeye. Popeye had an anchor, right?
I think he had an anchor. Didn't he also have a heart on his one arm? With
I had Olive on it.
He had a picture of Olive tattooed on his shoulder.
We never saw the shoulder, but he did have an anchor on his or forearm.
Popeye never took his shirt off?
I don't think so. He had a few curly hairs, maybe.
So you're not going to have, like, your favorite dog tattooed on your chest? Or
what if
or
a dog...
Right down the middle of your back, you just have a list of every dog you ever owned right down the back.
Well, that's more like it, because if you pick your favorite dog, dog ain't going to last forever.
Right.
Yeah, just...
Well, you get a new one, and it'll be the favorite, and you'll have...
You just have many tattoos.
It's like getting your first girlfriend's tattooed on your back.
Then get married to another person.
Yeah, how are you going to deal with that as the years go by?
Rick, why would I have a woman's name tattooed on my back when I've already got a woman on my back?
You see a lot. You could actually see the light bulb go off on that one.
Wow.
Yeah. That was just...
That's terrible.
He had a little extra sugar.
I think we're going to do a commercial.
Do whatever you want.
All right. Today's episode is brought to you by the National Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in Pugsley, Tallulah, Louisiana. Looking for that perfect vacation destination? We'll throw the wife and kids in the station wagon and head down to the National Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame in the center of Louisiana's beautiful and interesting smelling swamp country. See the locker room exhibit with a real-life mock-up of Crusher Valentine's actual locker with a pair of his actual spandex wrestling shorts. Take the kids to the preservation room, containing the preserved and severed limbs of many famous alligator wrestlers. See Manny Costello's forearm, not tattooed, or see Pitbull Barrington's left foot, or the three fingers of the masked gator skinner. The Hall of Fame has all these treasures and more. Get your picture taken with a wax figure of six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion Allie Ringhausen, so lifelike that you think it might grab you and throw you on the floor. Or try on an actual onesie that was once worn by sweaty Steve Mueller. And we haven't forgotten the kitties. Out back is an actual working gator farm where the young ones can ride a gator or feed mice to the babies. So get down to the National Gator Grapplers Hall of Fame. The gators are biting.
Cool. So how many people in the United States have tattoos, you say? How many? What percentage?
I thought it was like 30, wasn't it?
Very close. You saying one-third?
A third of the people have tattoos?
Yeah, 32% actually have it right now. As of this week.
I got four kids and one of them's got a tattoo.
That's pretty. That's about 25%.
Okay. That's 25%. But Sue and I, if we factor us into it, neither of us have tattoos.
I think Bruce's I think one of my brother's kids have, there's two of them out of the three.
Either of your brothers have them?
No, not that I know.
Well, let's start with you, Greg.
No, I do not.
Okay.
Never wanted one. Even when I had my drunkest situation.
Here's what I wonder about. You know, you see these people, like, I'll have a tattoo on their back.
You can't see it.
Where's the joy?
Yeah.
In that? Maybe you're trying to bring joy to other people.
If I get a tattoo, I want it tattooed right on the top of where my belly sticks out. Okay. So when I
look upside down.
So when I look down, I can see it.
Upside down. So you when go. You look down, it's looking at you.
And probably my name is what I would tattoo.
You would.
Yes,
so
you
that,
would.
So that as the I get older and can't remember it.
The whole name.
Rick.
Now that's what you would have. Right across the back of your shoulders. Ringhausen, right? Tattooed on your back.
Just like there a uniform.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Play the same team your whole life as a baseball player.
Plus, it'd help you
out. You'd have your name and number tattooed across your back, wouldn't you?
It'll help me out when, you know, like, have dementia later and I'm wandering around and people find me. What's Ringhausen?
Well, you got your
address. Well, there's what you should.
Because I would have my shirt off.
You should tattoo, like, your name and your phone number and your address someplace on you so that as you have trouble remembering those, you just kind of look on your arm.
Changes from one nursing home to another.
kick you out.
That's right. That'd be me.
Wandering around from room to room.
Without my shirt on, just like Usher.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Didn't you watch Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Oh, I thought
you were sitting there watching Super Bowl. Dylan says he'll take his shirt off here in a minute.
I thought you meant he's in a nursing home and walks around with his shirt off.
No, he just has his shirt off a lot. When was the last time you took your shirt off in public?
It's been a long, well,
beach.
Are you really? You take your shirt off at the beach? You're not a t-shirt guy?
No, I'm not a t-shirt guy. You go swimming in the ocean, you take your shirt
Rick,
off.
I'm not asking if you're a t-shirt guy. I'm telling.
You need to be a swim shirt guy. No, they got these shirts now.
You should be a t-shirt guy.
What do you think I should be wearing, like a swimsuit they used to wear, like in like the 1840s, the stripes and
Rick,
come down to your knees?
They have these things called fishing shirts now that let the sun in. And you get them wet, and it looks, it's acceptable now to wear them at the swimming pool because you're not getting sun. They're letting the good rays in.
You don't
want to
see me wearing a tight, wet shirt.
But Greg, when you're wearing the shirt, you get it wet. Do your nipples show?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just tattoos of them.
They got them where they can see the tattoos from inside. No, I haven't had my shirt off. I was on a cruise and didn't take it off then. Had the swim shirt on, man. Saw the nips.
All right.
I've had my shirt off at your at your house. You've got a pool. I've gone in your pool. I don't wear a shirt.
Okay, yeah, but I'm not ever in the pool. I don't know that.
Well, you don't want to be.
You've never been in your pool.
You don't want to be compared to me.
That's what it is, Rick. Yeah. All right. If you were to pick out a tattoo for your...
Oh, wait. Go back. You didn't say what your tattoo would be.
Oh, I didn't? I think I'd probably, get here on my forearm, I'd get an arrowhead.
That'd be good for you.
Like the Kansas City Chiefs.
That type of arrowhead, but not Kansas City Chiefs. But I like to collect Native American artifacts.
Grave robber, huh? What about you, Greg?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I don't know. Some kind of a, I don't know.
Something sexy, I bet.
No, just like, a pirate.
Insurance contract.
Yeah.
I see that you're the masseuse now for the University of Florida's.
I've got from the, last week? The
equipment manager.
Yeah.
you said you liked being masseuse better.
So that's better. I have.
And the University of Florida is the Gators, right?
Yeah, it is. That's where it all began. So maybe an alligator somewhere there. That would work.
An alligator.
Yeah.
Nah.
See, he's thinking. All three of us should just burst out, alligator.
Yep.
Like, who could say it
first? What was the type of shirts that had little alligators on them?
Lacoste.
Lacoste.
Izod. Lacoste.
No, Izod's different. Lacoste is what it was. Well, maybe it is Izod Lacoste. Could be.
Well, I would just have that little emblem tattooed on me, right on my pocket spot. No, yes. Not my back pocket. Like where it would be if I was wearing a shirt.
Oh, okay.
I
know it, Greg. He'd have a tramp stamp.
If it,
hey, not on the back. Nope. No.
If
no,
it
no.
was warm, if you lived in a warm climate where you didn't want to wear a shirt, have a shirt, a whole entire shirt tattooed on you and just go around without one.
There are people that have that.
They have fake sleeves that you can get. Yeah. Just put them on. They got fake sleeves with tattoos on them.
You see some of these Polynesian men that have those, full body tattoos.
Do you see how they do that? They tap it.
Oh, yeah.
That's not fun.
I watched The Bounty.
Yeah. Watched the...
The tattoo is still painful, sir.
Watch the ink shows.
I haven't watched hardly any of those.
Oh, no, this is L.A. Ink. This is back, 10
early
50,
days?
Yeah. Huh. It's pretty cool.
Can you have a tattoo removed? You can have a tattoo removed.
You can have them modified. I think you can have mostly removed.
It's a laser, and it's not fun either.
Is that what?
That sounds
like the voice of experience, too.
It is.
You woke up in a pool of vomit with a big tattoo on you?
I told you, not in my drunkest day.
He had the words insurance salesman tattooed all across the front of him. Woke up and said, that's going to be something that's going to pick up girls at the beach.
Yeah, that'll look good. Spread across that as it gets wider every year.
Okay, here's the
Mom
question.
And dad, they have tattoos?
Not that I've seen.
How about Aunt Nan?
I doubt it very much. I don't think so.
You don't know everything about your mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, what if you could choose it? What tattoo would you choose for your wives?
Oh, Suzanne,
a little butterfly on the ankle.
Picture me.
Oh,
so that you wouldn't feel any tendency to go off for another guy, because she'd always have my picture with her. What's that look for? There's people that do get their own spouses, their significant other's picture on them. Didn't Tommy Lee Jones and who's the chick he was?
Pamela Anderson. Pamela,
didn't they give matching tattoos of each other?
Could have.
I just thought it was each other's names.
I thought it was pictures of each other.
I think it's just names, wasn't it?
Well, it's still a problem, isn't it? Are they still together?
No.
I think the only way we can resolve this is to watch their honeymoon video.
In full length.
Is there one of those two?
I think it was terrifying the internet for a while, yeah.
So now she only dates guys named Tommy?
I don't know.
Well, I mean...
because it got the name there?
It worked out fine, yeah.
I think she just says... anybody that dates her says, call me Tommy.
What's your name? Tommy. What percentage? How long do you have to be in prison before you get a tattoo?
I'm guessing have it before you go in.
Yeah. And if you don't, you want to get one real quick. And those things are not easy to do.
Oh, in jail?
In jail,
it's
yeah.
an ink thing.
Yeah, they get the...
with just a needle, right?
Yep. Cigarette ashes.
No. There could be burns.
Yeah, there are those burn-type tattoos.
Ink pen, and cigarette ashes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
What do you know?
I've been a prosecutor for 35 years.
And so, as a prosecutor, you give tattoos to prisoners?
It's the last thing they do before they're sent off. It's the sheriff handles that.
Pam Anderson has a barbed wire tattoo on her bicep.
Among others.
And they're coming back. She made it famous in 1990, and they're starting to come back.
Well, the movie Barbed Wire.
That's what that
Barbed Wire.
That's what it was all about, yeah.
Was that about her?
Yep.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
I didn't either.
Huh. Greg, there's something, a movie to put on your list.
Yeah.
Well, I've already seen it.
Who are famous people that have tattoos that you're aware of?
The Cardinal Catcher,
Yadier Molina.
He had him on his neck.
He got more and more tattooed as the years went by.
He was tatted up. Yeah, he had a bunch on his neck.
Didn't he get them all the way, coming up the side of his face finally?
I don't know if he had face, but...
he had them on his neck.
Yeah, he had a lot on his neck.
Yeah.
He might have been on his sleeve.
You start getting them up your neck and on your face, you're pretty devoted.
Yes, you are.
Popeye had a tattoo.
Popeye, yeah. Yeah, didn't Bruce have one too, though, didn't he?
Probably, I'm sure of that.
Yeah. I think so. Same one. Also an anchor.
And you see, a sailor like that was popular to have a battleship tattooed on your chest.
That was sinking.
Captain Quint in Jaws.
Oh, did he have a tattoo or was he just showing off his scars?
He had one removed. The Indianapolis.
Mike Tyson. Face tattoo.
Yeah, that is a famous one there. Mike Tyson tattoos. That's pretty famous.
Who's one of the guys like The Rock or one of them guys have a face tattoo too?
I don't think The Rock does. He doesn't
He's not face tattooed.
He's got them on his arms though, I think.
What about having like a stubbly beard tattooed all across your face so that it looks like you have like 2-day growth that women go so crazy for?
Women go crazy for that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the big thing now about 2 to 3 day stubble.
Yeah. You just need to not shave for about 3 days, Alan.
Or a day.
And my life would change?
Oh, would it? And you have to act like a tough guy too.
Mm. What else? Do I have to dress appropriately?
Yeah. And all in black would be good.
Mm. In black, really?
But if you just tattooed that beard on. Because first off, you couldn't grow a good one. A good stubbly one, but if you had it tattooed, you would look like you had it.
I don't think a tattooed beard would look good at all.
I don't think so either.
It'd just look creepy.
And you always have to shave anyway.
It'd be like you know, painting a beard on Pinocchio's face.
Painting a of all the things on earth you could have thought of, what brought that on?
Well, he's wooden. You know, I just don't think it would look natural.
Until he tells the truth.
Any way, shape, or form.
Painting a beard on Pinocchio.
That's a new saying. May have to write that one down.
That
was just amazing.
So you think that if with a third of the population having tattoos, we could think of more famous people that have tattoos.
What's more, the younger generation or younger?
Drew Barrymore.
What's she got?
It says Rick. I don't know, but I know she's got tats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think who's Hannah Montana, who is now...
The one that went into full slut mode after she became a...
She's pretty tattooed older. Up.
Miley Cyrus,
she's pretty tattooed up.
Her old man doesn't have any control over her, right?
She's a grown woman. She can do whatever she wants.
Oh, yeah?
Like get tattoos.
I guarantee you, if you did something horrible that turned up on the news, you'd have to answer to mom and dad. And I don't care how old you are.
We're doing something horrible right now. Do we have to answer to mom and dad for that?
Maybe.
Okay. Which episode number is this, Rick?
Oh, yeah. You need to go into that.
Oh, this is a classic. The airplane spin.
Ooh. Episode 48.
I'm going to tell you the story about Larry Clunk. We were in a tavern one night and got all...
drunked up?
Yeah.
Well, I can't imagine what kind of story that was.
And we got into...
And Larry has tattoos. So this...
A fake wrestling match and we knocked over most of the furniture in the bar, it was a pretty interesting show. And then when
they loved you in the bar,
we were all done, and I stood up, dusted myself off, walked over the bar, and as Larry was standing up, this woman who had been sitting and watching the whole thing comes up to him and says, "I'll wrestle you, big guy." And all of us, who were at the bar, we like turn around, and when Larry turns and faces us, he raises his eyebrows and says, "Oh, really?" And grabs the woman, lifts her up to his shoulders, and airplane spins her and throws her down on a table, which tips over and crashes to the floor. It's a much longer story than I can tell now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
did she come back up?
Oh, man.
Was she ready to go?
It was a much better fight than what Larry and I put on earlier. It was exciting.
And Larry was a heavyweight wrestler.
Oh, Larry's a big guy.
And he did wrestle high school, right?
Yeah. But like, I don't know, 2-3 weeks later, we're delivering, some cider. And we pull up to this store, and we're sitting there in the truck, looking at the order. And I look out the windshield, and there she is, the woman that he had airplane spun. And,
Now, she had been lubricated that night, too, right?
She had had things to drink.
That's what I meant.
Well, yeah.
And
I didn't know which direction you were going there, Rick.
And I pointed out, I said, "Larry, that's her right there." He said, "Where?" I said, the big one. And he says, "Oh, wow."
She was a heavyweight, too?
Oh, yeah. And he says, "Well, I didn't know my own strength." Just like the Cowardly Lion. But he airplane spun her, classic. I mean, it was impressive.
I've seen Larry do the Woo! Airplane spin, too. Out in Washington, D.C. when I was out there, Larry came out.
He was doing a lot of that there for a little while.
Larry drove out with me so I didn't have to drive by myself. Uh-huh. And my roommates found out that...
Larry liked to drink?
That Larry liked to drink, and that if you got Larry drunk enough... that he would do things if you talked him into it. Uh-huh. So we go out to a bar in downtown Washington, D.C.
These boys were playing with fire.
21st Amendment. And Larry got to talk about airplane spinning. And they said, "Oh, that chick right over there, can you airplane spin her?" Well, can I?
Jethro Bodine in the big city.
So, and it's just packed dance floor. And Larry picks his girl up and spins her over his head, knocks a drink out of a guy's hand.
Oh, uh-oh. Boy.
Now that guy's like...
Well, wait a minute. How did the girl respond? Did he slam her to the floor and knock her out, or did...
No, she was attractive enough that he didn't do that.
Okay.
No, he set her down. Well, when he knocked the guy's drink out of his hand, the guy calls Larry out immediately. "Hey! you're going to buy me a drink. No, I'm not. Now, this is a guy about my size, and he's demanding that Larry Klunk buy him a new drink.
That's not wise. Wow. That's not wise at all.
And when Larry refuses, the guy calls him out. Then we're really? Going out.
Just go outside and settle this,
right? Going to go outside and settle this.
Did a crowd follow?
Wow.
And Larry says, let's go. And out we all went to the like alleyway next to this bar in D.C.
This guy must have been carrying ball bearings with him.
And he's, he gives Larry one more chance. He says, you going to buy me, gonna drive me a drink? Because I'll tell you right now, I know karate.
Oh, no.
Larry says, make your first shot a good one. So they stand there for a little while longer.
Larry preparing to break this guy in half.
So he decides to give Larry one more last chance.
One more.
You going to buy me a drink or not? I don't have any money to buy you. I don't even have any money. Guys. Well, if you had money, would you buy me a drink? Larry goes, I don't know. He goes, well, that's good enough.
I think anything was going to be good enough there for a while, yep. For that fella.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
Is that time, is it?
Yes.
Cut. Got to go.
See you later.
From Greg Gator.
Alligator?
Rick Gator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestler has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for our cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Accept no substitutes.